With all of the unrest happening, not only in the city of Boston, but around the nation, we found ourselves in a situation where we're searching for real conversation, right? When we're able to strip away the censors and just get to the heart of the matter, identify the issues, figure out how we got here, and then we can dissect what it will take in order to reform, so ultimately we can break systemic racism and truly drive our nation in a direction in which we can achieve what we've always wanted: life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and truly a free society. My name is E. Duke Bennett, and this is Tell Us the Truth.
Is that a pineapple bong?
That's a pineapple bong.
Yeah. Can I touch it?
What the fuck is going on right now?
Tiger time. Oh! Tiger time. Old man way, talk about 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 old, old, he's an old man, old, old ass man, old, old, with his old ass, old man.
Old man way, ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man way, might stump a cut quick. Don't call old man way the punk bitch, cause he'll come through, kick you in the dick. Old man way, ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man way, might stump a cut quick. Don't call old man way the punk bitch, cause he'll come through, kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man way, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my co-host, the pinnacle of political perfection, Super Woke Hobby.
What up, everybody?
Yo, this is the first time we've actually been in a room and recorded together, I think, since the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, man. We're, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, shit, I want to say up until June, we actually didn't even see each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is still kind of weird, and not having to, like, get Skype set up and all the other shit.
And I think we're like 6 feet apart, even though like
we're more than 6 feet apart.
And we're within our we're in a friend family bubble that we really don't see anybody else other than
like our significant others.
Yeah, exactly. So
speaking of significant others, I'm also joined by my lovely life,
hey,
young lady Valkyrie, with her normal enthusiasm as always.
She's fighting somebody on Facebook right now.
I'm not probably fighting anybody on Facebook.
But you have that look. You know you can tell somebody's fighting somebody on social media.
I was looking up
You were looking something up.
No,
to
I was
prove
looking
a
up
point
a piece of art.
Social, so you could prove a point on social media.
No, it was the funeral procession photo. I was looking up.
Because somebody on Facebook thought funeral processions are a myth, so you looked up.
No, it's a photo by
and
a
you
black
own that live.
It's a photo by a black artist.
Oh, why he gotta be black?
I'm explaining it to you, ass face.
See?
Did you ever watch the Cosby's when you were a kid?
Did I? No, I didn't support
Rufus. So there's an episode. I can't stand you. It's not, listen, the show itself was great. Yeah. He just turned out to be a nasty fucking pervert.
Cosby was important, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah. See, I love the Cosby's.
And of course he would cast himself as a gynecologist.
See, I liked the
He was a gynecologist, he was an obstetrician.
No, he was a
speaker doctor, an obstetrician.
Ain't that the same shit?
No.
An obstetrician?
Is that the eye doctor?
Yes.
Oh.
I know what you're trying to say. Like an OB doctor.
Yeah.
But isn't that the same thing as a gynecologist?
No.
Please educate us ignorant men about vaginas.
I mean, like, you're
obstetrics, yeah. Why am I, like...
Are you sure it's an obstetrician?
Optometrist.
An optometrist is an
eye
doctor.
Yeah, then obstetrician.
Obstetrician is a baby doctor.
Yeah, I knew I was right.
Oh, snap.
Look at this.
1 point, old man win.
Listen, I'm kind of
8,000
right
points,
now.
Valkyrie.
Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah, it is an obstetrician.
Ha ha! Point, old man.
Yeah, we're all
that's
tired
why I said obstetrics for a minute. I was like, wait, it is obstetrician.
Yeah.
Listen, my brain's not working right. My neck's broken.
My neck and my back. Yeah, so I figured before we get into some heavy stuff, I have, I reached out to some of the people. Actually, before we go, 3, 2, 1. Javier drinking because he's, got some physical ailments going on, which, you know, I'll respect.
I found Jesus.
Oh.
Was he under a rock?
yeah, literally he was. I was like, what are you doing there, Jesus? He was like, don't drink alcohol. And then he walked away.
Yeah, but he's probably just like, have you seen what's going on? I don't want to come back.
Yeah, facts. That's why he was under the rock.
So, I had some people, I posted this on Facebook, both on the Old Man Wade Show Facebook page and on my personal page, asking people for drunk or drinking stories. Mm. And I got a good amount. Ooh. So, let's start with Florida, man. One night working at a bar, doing the usual after-work drinking, me and a couple of folks did a little extra drinking. It ends up being 4 a.m., and I'm on my way out to Randolph. I'm driving up 28 just before the Newcomb Farms, whatever. I end up dozing for a second and end up going off the road into a snowbank. I try to turn around and end up with my tires spinning in the snow. I'm shitting a brick because I'm stuck, drunk, and cold. Mm. I try a few different things and end up pushing the car up and out of the dip. It was stuck and I managed to get it in and get the car back on the road. I made it home, soaked from being in the snow, and still a little drunk. All the buzz I had was killed by the panic and the cold.
So, it is super appropriate that somebody that goes by the name Florida Man has a drunk driving story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I was driving and risking a bunch of lives on the road, and then I got stuck in the snow.
Yeah, I got nothing.
That's irresponsible, Florida Man.
Yeah, that's...
But you're also doing great by the state of Florida by driving drunk. That's like their national sport, actually.
The national sport.
It's the national sport of Florida.
Yeah, that and giving people COVID.
Yeah, and wrestling alligators.
I want to wrestle an alligator.
You want to wrestle an alligator?
I want to wrestle an alligator.
We can make that happen.
For real?
Pretty sure you could do that in Florida for like...
I'm not going to Florida.
$5.
All right, that's where all the gators are.
Right? I feel like wrestling alligators is only legal in Florida.
So, you know how they call Republican states red states?
Yeah.
So, Florida's a red state because if you try to see where all the COVID is coming from, mm-hmm. the whole state of Florida is red. With a red, mm-hmm. It's a giant red dot of COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we have a story from Norma Eve's Creations.
Norma Eve's Creations. Oh, this is going to be fun. Man. Shout out to Norma Eve's Creations.
Yeah, follow her on Instagram. She has some amazing, what would you call it? Like celebratory decorations and things of that nature?
She is a party planner who also rents out party supplies.
She's also the originator of the term man stance for the Old Man Wade Show.
Yeah, the man stance episode was fucking great. Yeah. All right, so she goes, here's one drunk story titled How I Got My First Red Bottom Shoes Before They Were Popular With All the Fake Gold Diggers. Or Why I Gate... thank you, Law, till this day. What? I don't know.
That's a long title, Norma Eve. Keep it concise!
In my 20s, New and my girls would go clubbing, and at midnight, one of us would go up to the men standing at the bar and tell them one of us was their birthday. Midnight hit, and it was my turn to go up and tell the men that it was their birthday. Some of the New England Patriots used to frequent this club, but we didn't know who they were. I start to tap on my shoulder and whisper in the ear, "Hey, see that girl over there? It's her birthday. She likes tequila." They will call her over, and we will all have a shot. One guy noticed and signaled over to me. He asked if it's her birthday. I said yes. She likes tequila. As he's signaling the bartender, I'm signaling my girl to come get a free shot. Somehow the guy behind me steps on my foot. I tap him on the shoulder and point down at my foot. This idiot thinks I'm trying to flirt with him and leans in close to talk. I say, "You're on my foot." He does not hear me and is still trying to flirt. Now I have about three shots of tequila in my system. Three shots of tequila plus in my system, which is not good for anyone. Especially some huge-ass man stepping on my foot. I grab him by the suit jacket, pull him close, and say, "If you don't get your big dumb ass off my motherfucking foot, we fighting." Then I proceed to punch him in the chest. He grabs my hand and starts laughing, talking about how cute I'm acting. So I try to bite him.
How adorable.
He lets me go and steps back, releasing my foot. I bend down and grab my foot, look up at him, and jumped up to lunge him. Someone grabs me. He is standing there apologizing, but I'm already too pissed. I'm cursing all kinds of no good stuff to him as he's standing there apologizing. I tell him he ruined my shoes, and I'm going to have to take take them off and shove them up his ass. Hmm. The whole everything I can think of. The next day, I'm watching the news, and a man that I assaulted is doing an interview. Ty Law, I yelled, that's the idiot that stood on my foot. For those who don't know, Ty Law is one of the great Patriots.
Like his jersey's like retired or about to be or something. Like he's, yeah.
We go to the club that Friday, and as we walk in and find a table, the waitress brings us a bottle of tequila. He comes over and apologizes again for the misunderstanding. He goes on about how women throw themselves at him, blah, blah, blah. But I was the only one that really threw myself at him.
Wait, is this like a next? Is this something?
This is the same thing, but it's like her continuing the story
okay. For
the next week. Right. But I was the only one that really threw myself at him. He put a box in front of me and invited us to his nephew's graduation party the following month. I opened it, and it was a pair of Louis Vuittons. Okay, because you said a pair of Vuitton. I don't know.
Probably Vuittons.
Yeah. I forgave him. Until a month later, at his nephew's party, he picked me up and threw me in the pool the day I got my first tattoo. I hate him again.
That's a very fascinating story.
Yeah, like, and it could only happen to her. That is definitely some stuff that, like, her or Fredo, that would happen to her or Fredo. Like, there's
and no... I could, like, hear her voice telling that story.
Yeah. So this one is from my boy D.D. Collins. I was in Bahrain during my first and only Navy deployment. It was New Year's Eve, and I was at a bar getting my drink on with my shipmates. Long story short, the night ended with the majority of us doing the cha-cha slide on the flight deck past curfew. My master chief threatened us all, my captain with captain's mask, if we didn't leave immediately.
I mean, you gotta listen to Master Chief, man. I mean, he fought the Covenant. You know, he defeated all the aliens. Sorry, that was a Halo joke.
I got it.
I realize I'm the myths of PlayStation users, but yeah.
Well, PlayStation user.
There's a game called Halo.
I know that,
And the main character is Master Chief.
I know the Foo Fighters have a song called Halo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Foo Fighters.
Hello.
Is that how they sound?
God, oh God, no.
No? That's it. That's how Foo Fighters sound to me now.
My bad.
It's all good.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So we have another story that I had to pause it, but I'm ignoring everything that Young Lady Valkyrie and Super Woke just said because it's, you know.
I didn't even know you were back genius. To recording, bro.
No, I just said record as I was saying we're back to recording.
Oh, they missed all that gold?
They missed all that gold.
Oh,
and
damn.
I'm not repeating it. I'm gonna end up sounding like an asshole. So excuse me. So Ken, who I guess he has like the greatest drunk story ever, but he wants to come over the show, come on the show and tell it,
mm-hmm.
because it only does justice if he can really like tell. So you know, there's some stories that just.
Well, here's the rule, Ken. You come here and tell it, but you also have to reenact it.
So we have to get him shit faced in order for him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he goes, so basically, I was at a party my junior year of high school. What?
Okay. Damn. Everybody's like admitting to felonies on this thing. It's
I mean, when I was a teenager, I went to parties and stuff. You didn't go to parties?
Have you met my parents? Like, I didn't go anywhere. Like, it was, if it wasn't basketball or work, I pretty much wasn't going anywhere.
Like,
that's a sad life.
I was like the bartender at a lot of the parties that we had.
Well, it's a gift and a curse only because, like, I don't know if my numbers would have increased when I moved out if I had gone off and did other things. And plus, knowing me being Captain Raw Dog, I'd end up having a kid.
It was way less sex happening at those high school parties.
You say that.
I mean, there were people having a lot of sex, but they weren't a lot of people having sex.
Dude. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say right there? No, but you went to school in Brockton.
I didn't go to school. I went to school in Easton.
Oh, same shit. Everybody was fucking.
Considering the things that I've done in really obscure places that I shouldn't have been doing them, I probably would end up having a kid. Like, I've had my pee-pee touched, and I've touched a vagina in church.
You had your pee-pee touched?
Yes. By a woman of my age.
You're a grown-ass man.
What?
If you say pee-pee one more time,
so, I'm gonna
smack you with a handful of baby powder.
I'm sorry, I had my dick touched, and I touched the vagina while I was in church.
Better.
Is it really better, though?
Yes. Next time, put some bass in dick.
I have my dick touched.
Yep.
So basically, I was at my high school, I was at a party at my junior year of high school. My drink of choice was whiskey at the time, and cheap whiskey at that. Always traveled with a bottle of Jim Beam in the trunk of my car. I had cracked into this bottle at the other parties, so it was 2/3 full. I remember I was sitting on the counter taking little rips of the bottle throughout the party. My friend Christine comes up to me and is basically like, "You've been nursing that bottle all night. Drink it." I was obsessed with this.
Bitch.
You know that's how this... That had to be her tone when she was talking to him, too. Because Ken Genzo goes on to say that I was obsessed with this girl at the time. She's one of my closest friends now. So I tried to impress her, and I chugged the entire fucking thing.
Oh, his thing,
I love Ken. But Ken also really likes strong women.
Yeah.
His wife, Lana, is a really strong woman, both physically and in her personality.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that he probably doesn't remember that she called him a bitch after that, too.
She probably did.
Yeah.
Punched him right in the chest.
Yeah. I was surprisingly okay for a while. Started talking up with one of the other girls who happened to be her best friend, who I knew wanted me, not very attractive. He put in parentheses. Not sure what happened next.
Wait, did he put attractive in parentheses?
Not very attractive. He put that in parentheses. Not sure what happened next.
I'm so confused.
He was saying that the girl's not attractive.
But why did he put it in parentheses?
Like, just to, like, kind of add to it. Like, letting us know that she wasn't very attractive.
Oh. That's very problematic if you can.
Not sure what happened next. Very hazy. But I recall being in my buddy's little sister's room with the friend.
Wait, what?
With the friend.
Oh, okay. Shit.
My buddies are banging the door screaming, "Don't do it!" and laughing their asses off. Tried to bang her in the shower, but was too drunk to stand and had severe whiskey take. Don't really know what happened, but I woke up stone sober, soaking wet, and naked on a 12-year-old's bed and late to meet my mother at church. Oh, literally got up and walked away. Drove home, got dressed, and went to church. I really don't know why I wasn't dead or even hungover.
All right, don't reenact that story, Ken. That shit sounds gross, bro.
At least not while my wife's here.
That shit sounds... Nah, man. Like, I woke up drunk on a 12-year-old's bed. What? What the fuck?
But no, he was with the girl, though.
He was with who? What girl?
The girl that was his friend.
On a 12-year-old's bed.
The 12-year-old wasn't there.
I don't give... Yo, you're getting the eye of judgment,
Ken.
It
is inappropriate to try to have any kind of sexual relations on a 12-year-old's
bed. Yeah, like, what are you doing? You look to your left, it's like a Barbie.
Because it's a child's
bed. Like,
the child's not there, though. Why does it matter?
Did you at least put a towel down? Like,
are you gonna wash their sheets and blankets?
Like, no, I'm gonna tell them. I'm like, hey, so I kind of fucked on your little sister's bed, so.
Yeah, we're fighting. Yes. Yo, we're fucking fighting. Oh my god, we are fighting. Yo.
Yeah. You're right. And I would graciously take that ass whooping, and then when it's over, I'm gonna go.
And I might call the police. Because I'm like, this nigga's nasty.
And they're like, so, are you going to wash the sheets, or should I do it?
He violated his friend's 12-year-old sister's bed, his friend's parent's shower. Yo, what the? Yo, you are a terror. And this was a high
school. Did you call him a terror?
He's a terror. Yo, terror. Yo, and you did this shit in high school? You were a bad kid. You were.
I mean, I definitely banged in my friend's parent's shower.
Yeah, but in your friend's 12-year-old...
No. I definitely banged in their parents' bed.
Yeah, I've done that. Fuck the parents.
Yeah. But now, I don't think I've ever had sex in a child's room. I think that's kind of crossing line.
I'm certain I have.
I'm certain you probably have, too.
You fucking in a car bed?
He probably would. Like a Dora the Explorer, fucking pink princess castle.
He's like, yo, alright. Put on the Dora Explorer backpack. That's backpack, just gonna be, that's backpack. Just gonna be hot.
Let's see what's inside that backpack, bitch. What the fuck? This dick.
Horrible. Yo, I'm kink shaming like a motherfucker right now.
Can you find, yeah, can you find Sniper?
Fucking gross. So fucking what gross. The
fuck? Yo. Oh, man.
Oh, do you, yo. Do you have any condoms in your backpack?
Yeah, right? Condoms with the Blue Clues paw print on it, like.
Oh, the Blue's Clues. You know, like there's always like three paw prints on something.
Yeah.
So what if? So it's like a shower, a condom, a 12-year-old's
fucking bed. Like those beds aren't even meant for that type of activity, bro. Like, that kid came home and was like, yo, what is that smell?
Why is my bed sticky?
Why is my bed sticky?
Why is Barbie's hair stuck together? Fucking wrong.
God, it's so fucked up.
It's wrong.
Oh, man.
Is that slime? I'd fucking freak out.
Alright, and just a note to the listeners. If you're hearing snoring in the background, there's a giant pit bull over here just living pouring me out life. For pets right now, so... Apologize in advance.
Why is Barbie's hair stuck together? It's the funniest shit ever. Oh, okay.
Whew. That shit's horrible.
All right.
So next. What kind of sick fetish?
Oh man.
All right. I leave Ken alone.
So a buddy of mine, Jay, he goes, "I've only got one drunk convention story. If you want to hear it," I go, "Yes, sir."
Convention.
Yeah.
Okay.
After dealer's room closed, we went out to dinner, and at my table got two scorpion bowls meant for six, so three people on each bowl. Then a lychee martini. I don't know what that is.
Lychee
martini. Thank you. And another scorpion bowl split between us.
I feel like I know where they are. Is this person from Massachusetts?
Yes.
I definitely know where they went.
Six, but I think I have most of it. Yeah. Intoxicated at this point, I found my way back to the convention wearing my best that I have like seven pounds of pins on. Security laughs, saying, "Man, I already know this is gonna go off with you wearing it." To which I responded, "I don't know, man. I'm a dealer. I don't normally have to do this stuff." And he said, "Oh, just say so next time. Go right through." Was on a mission to meet up with my friends to watch hentai and play video games.
Wait. What?
He was on a mission to meet up with his friends to watch hentai and play video games.
So I was like, yo, I'm going to chill with my boys. We're going to play some video games. Not necessarily also watch some tentacle porn.
Not necessarily
some
his boys. Tentacle porn. Not necessarily his
sorry,
boys.
That was probably
it might have been, though.
I'm going to hang out with my persons. And we're going to just watch some tentacle porn.
On the escalator up, I noticed a girl in front of me. And I don't know if she's cute or not. So after stopping off, all I hear to play rock, paper, scissors.
Wait. I need you to rewind. Read that part slower because I feel like there's something.
On the escalator up, I noticed a girl in front of me.
Yes.
And I don't know if she's cute or not.
Uh-huh.
So after stopping off, I all her to play rock, paper, scissors. That's exactly how it says.
All right. So
it's probably I try to figure out what it's meant to say.
Yeah. Is he saying like
I called her?
No. So then she asked, "What?" So I said it again. "Would you like to play a game of rock, paper, scissors?"
Yeah, that's kind of smooth.
Yeah. And I gestured each one with my hand. I didn't do it in matching order. She agrees. I beat her with my method. She asked, Why did you want to play rock, paper, scissors?" At this point, I determined not to flirt and noticed she was drunk, too. So I said, "Oh, just for the fun of it." She asked, "Is rock, paper, scissors all you want to do?" Me, "Yup," with a smile. Her, "Well, what are you up to now?" Me, "I'm going to go watch animated porn and play video games with my friends."
Dope.
Her, "Well, I'm looking for something to do." Me, "Good luck with that." And I walk away to be a bother to my friends. I just love that he noticed that she was drunk and was just like, this isn't a good idea. So he just moved on.
But he was drunk too.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yep. If in my single days, I don't care if both of us were drunk. If this is the first time we were going to have sex, then no. If I didn't know this person and we were drunk, no. Absolutely not.
I don't know, man. I think...
drunk sex is not fun at all.
Really?
No.
I mean, it depends on how drunk you are.
Let me rephrase that. I suck at drunk sex, so...
You ever had Henny sex?
No.
That shit's the truth.
I stopped drinking... No. No. I only drink Henny... I usually only drink Hennessy at bars.
Yeah.
And I've never had a one-night stand, so... That never happened.
Like, I get the hesitation, especially nowadays, because I feel like people... whether it's true or not, feel like you can get in trouble by just like glancing at a female, but I don't know how true that is, to be honest with you.
I think it depends on the situation, because I can agree and disagree with that all at once. What we may determine as innocent may not be innocent to the next person.
But that's always been the case.
It has. It's definitely always been the case.
Yeah.
But I also, you know what?
You're telling me if you were single, mm-hmm. you were inebriated, mm-hmm. and the girl was inebriated, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have sex?
No. Been in that situation before.
I tried.
She tried?
Really?
No, I won't do it.
I've been
in a situation.
I was just trying to hit it and quit it.
Huh?
But
I'd
rather stay and play.
I was literally going to hit it and quit it. Like, I just wanted...
No, but I think that, like, this whole Me Too movement...
It was way before that.
No, I'm not. Well, I think some people think that way too. Like they feel like, oh, these women are on a rampage. They just want to get us in trouble.
I get what he's saying. Like if a girl's drunk, like you never know how drunk she is and if she'll regret her decision the next day.
Right, shit.
And like it's like taking advantage if you do something.
I can understand why someone would say it is taking advantage because.
But you're drunk too.
If you had a daughter.
If I had a daughter,
she went to a party.
If I had a daughter, first of all, she ain't fucking.
And she said she had drunk sex with another drunk boy, but she didn't mean to and didn't want to. How would you feel about that?
I'd be like, well, shit.
You shouldn't have been drunk.
Welcome to life.
Oh my god.
I don't know what the fuck.
I'm just saying. I get his stance on it.
I mean, like, welcome to college.
Because, like, you might come across a person who will.
I understand dudes going after drunk women.
Yeah, well, that's dead ass.
Like, that's predatory.
That's yeah. right.
But if you're...
But you're talking about you meet someone, you go home, you're both drunk, you fool around, yeah. you have sex. I get your point, but me personally, I just can't. Like, it just, for me, it's always been weird to me if this is the first time we've had sex.
I feel like half the babies in the world were conceived by two drunk people.
I'm sure.
So you want to murder half the population?
I didn't say I want to murder.
That's literally what you said.
That is not even close to what
it's horrible,
I
said. Horrible, oh man. It's problematic.
Well, fuck him. I wouldn't be here. I'm pretty sure I was conceived from drunk sex.
That is so nuts, man. Like, not saying I understand it, but shit sucks. I'm glad I'm married.
Yeah. The single life sounds fucking horrible.
I guess. Shit. But if I was single, man, I'd just fuck. You know.
I don't know if I said this on the show, but someone asked me what would happen if, me and Valkyrie broke up or like whatever. I said I am never doing this again. I was like, I'm not even fucking again. I'm good.
Really?
I'm done.
Cut your dick off?
No, I'm just gonna jack off.
Just jack off?
I don't care. Like I'll get a Pornhub subscription.
You can't do both?
Nope, I'm good. I never want to do this shit again. I'm alright. Like I know me.
What did you do to this man?
I'm in love. Like, you know what I mean? And I definitely don't want to do this again. I don't want to be hurt like this again.
I didn't do anything, bro. I was just born.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm all set. Like, I'm never doing this shit again. If I get hurt like that, I'm never doing it again.
If I get
hurt like that, I'm never doing it again.
Fuck that.
I don't believe in divorce. What? So my wife is stuck with me. But if, say, some crazy shit happened and we ended up not being married anymore,
like, I'm probably going to become suddenly old. Fell off a boat or something, or, like...
I guess. Like, nah, that's
she left
that's depressing.
Never to be seen again?
Yeah. If she, like, I don't know.
What?
Yeah, never to be seen from again. Isn't that like the premise of like every Tyler Perry movie?
Where have you ever seen those shows? Like How to Get Away with Murder and shit? Or
I didn't think
I knew who he was or some bullshit.
Investigation
Discovery. I murdered my wife bullshit.
Are you telling me to murder my wife?
No, I'm just saying, is that what we're gonna see?
Nah, like,
am I gonna have to go missing, looking for my friend? I'm gonna be interviewed.
I feel like I'll do something.
Unsolved mysteries.
I'll do something.
She was a great woman.
I feel like
I'll do something. I know he did something.
I feel like I'll do something so stupid that she'll just be like, damn, why the fuck did I marry this dude? Just leaves.
Okay.
No letter, no nothing. Just leaves. Like, eh, fuck this nigga. Like, I'm probably gonna, I mean, as much of a whore as I'll be allowed to be, I'm probably gonna be that whore.
As much of a whore as I'm allowed to be. So you mean as many women that will let you sleep with them, you're gonna? Is that your point?
Yeah. I'm no fucking Drake or Chris Brown or whatever people find attractive. So, you know.
I don't find either of those people attractive, you know, but okay.
I'll play to my strengths. I'll probably use that rock, paper, scissors technique. Seems pretty smooth.
Okay, so something just popped up in the news.
What?
Instagram model claims she hooked up with 7 Suns players in one night, and this is during the bubble.
Oh, damn. They all got COVID.
Before becoming one of the hottest teams in the... Oh, no, this is before the bubble. This wasn't during the bubble. Before becoming one of the hottest teams in the NBA, it appears that players on the Phoenix Suns team did some bonding during their time off.
Why is this like a story?
On Monday night, famous YouTube podcaster Adam 22 of the No Jumper podcast spoke to Instagram model AYYEJIAE. I'm not going to begin to try to pronounce that. Who was close friends with infamous rap groupie Selena Powell. Powell. Whatever. And she told the story of how she hooked up with 7 members of a certain basketball team during her birthday on Memorial Day weekend.
How do you spell her name?
AYYEJAE. She says, on my birthday, is Memorial Day weekend, and I seen all of them at Dre's, Drai, or Dry's, like this one team, and I was getting fucked in a hotel room. And they all pulled up, and I sucked their dicks.
But why?
AYYEJAE. Okay, that's the name.
An NBA fan asked what team she was talking about on the No Jumper podcast and revealed that it was the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
She didn't name the players, but nearly half the team is suspect. And, of course, the internet had jokes. I'm not going to get into the jokes. But, yeah.
I'm trying to see what all the fuss is about here. Her account is private. It sounds like a thing that NBA players would do, right? No?
I mean, I don't fucking know, dude. This ain't got shit to do with me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Hold on.
On my birthday is Memorial Day weekend. Uh-huh. On my birthday, I seen them all at Dre's, like this one team.
Okay.
She's so shy. It's just so cute, baby. Like and I don't know. I was getting fucked in a hotel room. They all pulled up, and I sucked.
She's so cute.
The whole team.
Really?
7 basketball players in a row?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
I was fucked up. God. I didn't fuck any of them, though.
She said...
What happened to the nuts?
Swallowed.
All of them?
Yeah.
And nothing happened? You didn't have, like, a weird reaction in your stomach or anything?
No, I passed
this
out.
This one's so fun.
You're almost making it sound like you were too fucked up to be sucking 7 dicks. And also, you were getting fucked by somebody else right before this?
Yeah, they walked in mid me getting fucked.
How did they walk in? Where were you?
In the hotel room. So I was fucking like someone that works with the team. And I know that team because I've hooked up with them before.
That's crazy.
They knew I was in there and they were like, let's get lit. And they were just sitting around the bed and they just rotated.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yo, they all love you.
So you don't look back. Do you look back at this as a positive memory?
Yeah, I don't care. It's lit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She's just nervous right now.
No, I mean, she's not that nervous. So
she sounds super nervous.
Sucking 7 dicks in a row.
So, I'm just going to say this. As a guy, if I was on the set of, let's say, Hustle, the one with Jennifer Lopez, Cardi B.
And the mom from Fresh Off the Boat?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm eating 7 boxes. Let me just tell you.
I'm definitely eating 3 pussies that night.
Yeah, so.
At least.
So, do the damn thing.
Let me tell you.
I am not knocking her for doing that. Because let me tell you. Yeah. Shit, there's some WNBA teams that they throwing it out there.
I mean, we joke. We joke. But, and I'm not trying to shame anybody for being sexual at all. Like, do you? But 7 dicks is kind of excessive. 7 anything's kind of excessive. 7 pussies is kind of excessive. Like, in one night, like, no?
No. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah. Single Mark eating 7 boxes. I might have sex with 7 women because I
yeah, but I'm thinking about the prevalent, and this has nothing to do with, like, morality or anything like that. Like, I'm thinking about the prevalence of, like, herpes and, like, chlamydia.
And just spreading that shit. That's all I can think of.
Yeah. Like,
and, like, for the other girl to be like, oh, they must really love you.
They may.
And this is
Let me tell you something right now. No dude respects any chick. They invite her because they know they all about to get their dick sucked. So, they don't respect her.
How do you know that?
And she sounds like she's dating.
Because they invite her. Simply because they know. Oh, yeah, I've done it before.
Let me tell you.
If you know this chick is going to be amped and ready to get sucked the dicks of everybody on the fucking team in the same fucking room, you're not there to respect her. Because if you respected her, you wouldn't allow that shit to happen. I'm sorry. Would you allow me to be in the same room as you and suck 7 other dudes' dick and we're still going to be together?
Well, we don't have that kind of relationship anyway, though, so that's different.
You're not a cuckold?
Huh?
You're not a cuckold?
I'm not a cuckold.
Oh. I'm just saying.
That
I don't care if I'm shaming anybody. Like, it's a lot, call me right? A shamer. That's a lot. That's you just being the team's plaything. I'm
like,
sorry.
7 dicks in a couple of days. You know what? That's cool.
Or, like, separately, whatever. But, like, when you're just going around the room, like, sucking dick and swallowing, like...
So what? But it sounds like she's in a relationship with the whole team.
Yeah, apparently, because they love her.
So what if it was a dude and it was a WNBA team and he ate 7 boxes?
I would say the same shit.
Still nasty.
I'm like, yo, like...
That's still too much. Like, that's just, you're like...
Let me tell you, I'll be their jump off then.
Yeah. Just getting just reverse bukkake?
That's usually a thing.
Yeah?
That's a thing. Huh. Girls squirt instead of the money shot.
Yeah. You got a lot of confidence in yourself. You think you can make 7 women squirt?
2 out of 7.
2 out of 7?
2 out of 7.
You can't.
That is nuts, bro. Like,
yeah, it is.
Like,
it's exactly what it is. It's nuts.
Yo. shit. Like, I'm trying to... That's just a lot of dicks, man. Like,
that's a lot of dicks.
That's a lot of dicks.
I'm not trying to shame, but that's a lot of dicks.
And those are NBA dicks.
And like that... No. No. She's just trying to be cute. I can't. She's shy. She wasn't shy when she had 7 dicks in her mouth.
I don't think shy has ever been her problem.
No. They're trying to make it sound like it's cute and innocent. That's not cute and innocent. I'm sorry. That's 7 dicks.
No. They made it sound like it's lit.
Lit.
It's lit.
What is so lit about getting herpes or fucking syphilis or gonorrhea or, like, you literally just sucked a bunch of dicks you don't know anything about? I'm sorry.
Listen, she's in a happy...
I'm not sucking your dick unless I know you and we're in a relationship, first of all.
She's in a fulfilling relationship.
Because I'm not getting herpes from your nasty ass dick in my mouth because I don't know you well enough.
Listen, she's in a fulfilling relationship with a dozen NBA players on the same team.
I'm pretty sure it was filled.
I will not suck the dick of some dude that I'm randoming. I'm sorry. And he's out being able to do whatever.
Look, man, I don't care. Like, dude... Look, however you pronounce
it. I'm talking about just out of a sanitary thing, like out of medical, like, necessity. You shouldn't be putting 7 dicks in your mouth.
Maybe they washed their dicks beforehand.
It doesn't matter. You can't wash off herpes, Mark. You don't just wash away gonorrhea. It doesn't work that way.
Well, maybe they wiped it down with Lysol and then washed it with soap.
No, you know what the only thing that kills that shit? Antibiotics. Strong ones.
Well, what if they wiped it with antibiotics?
It's nasty.
What if it's an antibiotic creme?
Mark, it's nasty. Look, there should be a limit.
Yeah, 7.
Oh my god. I guess since it wasn't the whole team, to each their own, huh?
So what, okay, what if
it was... No, she's a pretty girl. Like, so I'm looking at these pictures, and a lot of these, she has like a crazy amount of makeup. Like, I'm not a fan of like the big, thick eyebrows, but there's one picture here.
Yeah, but there's one where she looks like
she's not wearing makeup, and she's like really, she's a really pretty girl.
I've actually seen that a lot, where like, when you see a woman without makeup, you're like, wow.
I just feel like some of this, like, the, like, movement of people being like, women should be able to express their sexuality, I totally fucking agree with 100%, but I feel like sucking seven dicks in a night is not an example of that.
But again,
a free, independent will of being the woman. No.
It is, because it's different, because if a guy did it, it wouldn't...
I still think it was just as fucking nasty.
You may think that, but the world won't.
The world won't?
The world won't think that it's nasty to throw your face in seven boxes all at once in the same night.
They won't get the same kind of shame that that a woman would.
Is she getting shamed?
I'm
shaming her ass right now. Fucking care.
I don't see that as shaming. I think you're...
I'm concerned for her health and the health of the public.
Yeah, because that's...
Because they are just spreading seven dicks worth of disease around. And if those niggas are letting this bitch suck seven dicks in the same room, who else is sucking their dicks? Maybe, who are they fucking?
But see, now you're also making the assumption that all seven of those men are dirty. For all we know, they could just be like, you know what, fuck it, why not?
I'm talking about statistically speaking here, right? Like, and the thing is, like, again, if it was like two or three dicks, you know what I'm saying? Do you? But, like, I feel like a gaggle of dicks.
Gaggle of dicks, girl.
Like, a Googleplex of dicks. Like, I feel like, yo, that Russian roulette wheel is kind of like, yo, I'm worried about her, bro. I'm worried about her jaw strength. And those are NBA dicks. Like, she could get lockjaw. You ever ate a really, really thick, tough steak, and then, like, your jaw just don't feel right for the rest of the day?
Yeah, but I don't really think that's the equivalent of sucking seven.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot.
My jaw would hurt.
Yeah, but it's not the... You can eat a tough steak and like still suck maybe like two or three dicks.
You can eat a tough steak and still suck two or three dicks.
That's an interesting question. What is the dick sucking capacity after you eat a thick steak?
3.45 gigawatts.
Gigawatts
of
dick?
Mark's like, I'm going to go get a steak. We'll find out tonight.
Dog, I don't think it's that serious.
I think that suck
five more, make it a dozen. Old man Wade applauds you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if one of the...
You can applaud her all you want. Do you respect her? Would you date her? Would that be your woman?
I wouldn't care about that.
I also could, but I'm also not secure enough for my manhood to date an Instagram model in general.
What are you trying to say?
Maria, I'm insecure when fucking... Whatever the fuck... When fucking Sergio in California was hitting on you. I was going to find him in the bathroom and choke his ass out.
I don't think it devalues her as a woman.
I don't either.
I don't think it devalues her as a person. I just think that, like, the chances of her getting a fucking disease...
I don't think she's respecting herself and, putting herself in a position of sucking seven dicks is not a good idea.
She's going to get seven dick syndrome.
Well, it was months ago, so she's obviously fine.
Who
knows that?
Huh?
How you know?
If one of the NBA players... Excuse me. If she got a disease from one of the NBA players, she'd be cashing in right now.
I doubt it.
You say that, but
you can't really sue somebody.
You can't cash in, off of an STD.
You say that. You can't cash in suingly, but you can go, hey, I got an STD from one of you guys, so either pay up or I'm telling everyone right now.
I don't think they'll give a shit.
Especially if they're married? Shit.
I don't think they'll give a shit.
You say that.
In the NBA?
Yeah.
I think if you marry somebody in the NBA, I think that comes with, like, the assumption that they're probably gonna get their dick sucked in a gaggleplex of dick sucks.
I see. It's also the assumption that every NBA player is cheating. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
It definitely does happen. Jalen Rose has told a story about how a guy will be married to someone and his wife will be there, but then he gets other tickets, and he gets another ticket. Not him in particular, but they talk about how he's talked about how other NBA players will have a section specifically for the mistress of the players who know better than to say anything.
Listen, I feel like I have pretty good self-control, right? Like, I'm a married man. I don't cheat on my wife. I wouldn't cheat on my wife. But you showed me that picture.
Yeah.
Right? And I looked at her lips. That's the first thing that I focused on. And as an NBA player that probably does not have the same scruples as I might have when it comes to marriage, if somebody like that was like, I want to suck your dick. You ever seen Bruce Almighty when he just like stripped all his clothes off like in one fluid motion?
Yeah.
That would probably be me. That'd probably be just all my clothes off.
Look, man.
Like, I don't know, man. I think it's different. Like, I think... I don't know, man.
Seven dicks is a lot.
Yo, that's a lot of dicks, bro.
Look, I don't think it's that serious. Suck, like I said, suck five more, make it a dozen.
Yeah.
Suck six more, can make it a baker's
dozen. What, did she get paid, though?
Huh?
Did she get paid though? Because no. I support sex work. If you get paid for those 7 days.
If I'm eating seven famous pussies or seven WNBA pussies, the experience of sucking. Eating seven WNBA pussies.
What is the benefit you get out of sucking somebody's dick just because they're famous?
To you, nothing. But if I went back to my boys and like, yo, you're never gonna believe the pussies I just ate.
If I went back and was like, guys, guess whose dick I sucked? Then you're like, okay.
I think she moves around in a different crew than you.
Probably. My friends would be like, what? Okay, good for you. Good for putting that dick in your mouth. Yeah. I don't get the bragging rights of sucking somebody's famous dick.
You don't, but I do.
Like, I don't
get it.
I mean, if Seth Rogen was like, suck this dick, I'd be like, are we in a relationship, nigga? Like, what's going on? I'm not just sucking your dick just because.
That's you. I get that. That's you. That's how you understand. Me, personally, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Oh, man. I don't see nothing wrong with
not
that.
Not even a little
I
bit.
I don't see nothing wrong.
With seven
with
dicks.
With sucking seven dicks in a row.
Look, man.
I fucking can't.
I mean, morally, I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, just... I'm just worried about the girl, man.
I don't... Look, man. Do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Suck all them dicks. If that's what you want to do, be my guest.
And you'd eat seven WNBA pussies?
I would eat seven WNBA pussies.
After a game?
Huh?
After a game?
Depends on the NBA, WNBA player. Dude, we've all eaten pussy or blew a person after a long day. It happens.
Who's he speaking for?
I don't know.
He's speaking for me? You ain't speaking for me, nigga.
Alright, this has been the Old Man Wade Show.
Wait, you're ending it? That's the end of it? Seven dicks, that's it? Show's over?
Let me tell you, if I was a woman, I'd be a thought. I would have went for 10.
Oh my god.
I'd be like, fuck, bring the coaching staff in here.
What is that towel boy?
Towel man.
I'm gonna make that towel boy towel man.
Towel man. It's like a 7-year-old fucking bedroom.
Oh shit.
Yo, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter on oldmanwadecom, OldmanWadeCom on Twitter and Instagram. There's The Old Man Wade Show on Facebook. Follow us there. We're funny. We're interactive. It's been a lot of comic book stuff. There's a lot of stuff about Ben Shapiro not knowing what a wet vagina feels like.
Poor Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, fuck him.
Ben Shapiro.
I bet you he ain't eating seven vaginas.
Nah, that's gonna be shit. Them shit's gonna dry up like some crackers, man.
Oh, man.
Some saltines.
That dude eating Sahara vagina.
For real.
Alright.
It's like peanut butter.
Don't forget, Super Bowl Cobby is on Twitter at Let Shit Record, even though he never uses it.
Bo-bo.
OldManWade.com. OldManWade.com. Article will be coming this week, probably Friday. Mm-hmm. And more to come. Like you suck seven dicks in a hotel room.
Yeah, we're gonna write an article about sucking seven dicks.
Damn it, Wade!